It's a simple equation for many schools today. Pressure to improve standardized test scores equals more focus on the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math, and that equals less time for the arts. But research is showing there may be some flaws in that formula.
So many people think the arts is just fluff. It doesn't really help you out.
That's Jacques Rodrigue, executive director of the George Rodrigue Foundation of the Arts.
Actually, what the research shows is that when you integrate the arts into STEM and make it STEAM, the students actually engage with the material more.
Students with an arts-integrated education have been shown to score higher on tests and to have fewer discipline problems.
They're engaged with the material. They're not acting up because they're having fun learning. Also, the attendance rates of the students go up because they want to come to school. But an interesting thing was that the attendance rate of teachers also went up.
In addition, not every student learns the same way.
Some students are book smart, but most students are visual smart or music smart or movement smart or nature smart. And when you use lessons that integrate the arts, you can hit on as many of those learning styles as possible.
Keeping the arts in education has been part of Rodrigue's life for a long time. He and his father, the late, great Louisiana artist George Rodrigue, began their foundation 6 years ago. The group puts on an annual art contest for high school juniors and seniors that doles out nearly $45,000 in college scholarship money to the winners. And George's art closet gives art supplies to schools across the state.
But our most ambitious program and the one that has the potential for the biggest impact is Louisiana A-plus schools, where we actually train entire schools how to use arts in every classroom and every subject.
When schools join the A-plus network, they commit to a 3-year process of professional development, beginning with a summer institute.
We invite the entire faculty from a school to come with us for 5 days to get intense professional development from experts in arts integration, to show them first why arts integration works and how it works, and then to give them practical applications that they can use so that the students can learn their traditional lessons by using some type of art form.
So imagine using music, drama, or dance to help teach math, English, or history.
An easy example may be learning the cell structure by studying drawing. Drawing a cell instead of just looking at it and understanding what a mitochondria is by drawing a jelly bean with wiggly lines inside of it. And then taking it a step further by incorporating acting, where each student acts as each part of the cell and they have to use their body and their mood to express what that cell is, and that in the form of a tableau. So it's in true arts integration, you're teaching the art form as much as you're teaching the actual lesson.
The A-plus program began in North Carolina 20 years ago, and currently there are about 160 schools throughout the country using the program, including 9 in Louisiana and 2 in New Orleans, Martin Berman Charter School and Homer Plessy Community School. But that's far from good enough for Rodrigue, who says he hopes to add 50 more Louisiana schools to the program over the next 5 to 10 years.
Louisiana is known for our arts and culture and our uniqueness, yet still there's so many people who aren't really embracing the importance of arts in schools. Many other states have gone full bore with arts integration, and many of our schools here, they struggle to fund having an art specialist, an art teacher on campus. So it's definitely a struggle, and we think if we can show the results of how great the A-plus program can work, that we'll be able to influence many of the decision makers to understand how important the arts really are.
Any school interested in joining the A-plus network should visit www.georgerodriguefoundation.org to learn more. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.